This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And the Angels have a 2-0 lead.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Ed Egros, Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth, executive producer Paul Aspen, board operator Jake Hassan. And if I'm introducing everybody, then that's mean that everybody needs to come on in, because I think it's time for us to have a family meeting. So let's have everybody here, because we need to have a little conversation. So, Jake, you weren't here yesterday. How did moving go
famously
for you? How was that experience?
Oh, it got dicey. I mean, moving is the worst, but it got dicey with the thunderstorms. We're moving this truck. We're loading up. Thunder starts booming overhead. I thought we were getting rained on for sure. Didn't, famously, but still got dicey. The worst part, honestly, wasn't even the packing stuff up. It's just that, like, when you have four dudes who end up going their separate ways, the cleaning out process is just, oh my God. Like, it was just like cleaning out the fridge, cleaning out the cabinets. Like, my one former now roommate is moving in with his girlfriend, and he's like, oh no, we're just going to buy all new stuff. So just not going to take anything. And that was just like, come on. Like,
jerk.
We had to throw out so much stuff just because, like, oh no, like, and he helped clean out. I'm not saying that he just left us to our own, but it's just like, it made everything so much harder, because it just takes up so much space as far as like garbage bags and time throwing it out that you wouldn't have if you would just take it, because it's yours, you brought it, and now we just have to get rid of it. It's really annoying, but it was fine.
So what happens if you leave it all there, if you don't completely clean out the apartment? Is there a deposit?
I'd feel like a bad person.
Oh, okay.
Aww. No, it's
did
just
you
my
help
stupid
the movers?
Moral compass.
I predicted that you're the type of guy that would have helped. You didn't get movers.
He's about 10 years too young for movers, or like 6 years.
Yeah. I'm a producer in the radio business. I do not have the money for movers.
No.
Yeah. You can get cheap movers, like $5 an hour. It's worth it.
You know, who would show up? Basically, three of Jake's friends. That's like,
exactly.
They'd be the same. They'd
yeah.
be like,
yeah,
I got beer.
You offer him a 12 pack or whatever. Like, that's how that works. Like, you get movers.
Well, that's also the problem with, like, having
we're
the
Malort
in the middle
movers.
Of the week.
That's
yes!
Thing.
Yes!
They're the Malort.
It's not bad. That's not bad. No, that's the problem with having to move in the middle of the week, too. Because I could have called in a couple favors, but, like, it was a Wednesday. Like, I'm not going to ask my friends to come in the middle of the day to help me move and take off work, or come right after work. Like, I'm just not going to do that. What we can do right now is actually look up. I was going to do this earlier this morning before I left. We can see what my steps were yesterday, since I did it all by myself. And we'll end with the new roommate.
Very interested.
Dude, are you sore?
I am in so much pain. My shoulders and my legs are just killing me right now.
What was the worst thing to move? That you own.
Big old couch. Move. No, because we're doing a couch. We're getting a couch today, actually. The dresser wasn't bad, because I, like, when you take the drawers out of a dresser, it's a lot lighter. I think the worst part was, like, I mean, probably, like, as far as heaviest, we have a recliner that's kind of like heavy.
Yes.
But, like, it's, carrying a mattress is just such a pain in the ass. Like,
it's
so ungainly to, like, it's so bizarre and, like, uncomfortable to maneuver. That probably the mattress. All right. Let's see.
But at least it bends, like around corners and stuff.
Right. Yeah. It's just like a pain to hold. Yeah. All right. Yesterday, we did total 3,500 calories burned total throughout the day. 20,000 steps, a distance of total 10 miles. 42 flights climbed. That's
42. That's the word.
So wait, were you in like an apartment building, like on like the 15th floor or something?
No, so it was a house that was just like split levels, but I mean, still, like, there's a staircase that we had to walk up, and I lived in the basement, so going up those stairs. New place is a basement unit, so that was going down up and down the stairs. Yeah.
Oh, you went garden unit. Broke.
Oh yeah. What'd you say, Joe?
All right.
Nothing broke. Everything intact.
No, nothing broke, surprisingly, which is very shocking because I was the one driving the U-Haul too, which that driving a U-Haul as a 25-year-old dude with no money is real anxiety inducing. Like I was going about 15 down these like down roads. I was checking the mirrors about a million times. That was anxiety.
And you're in the city. You're in the city.
And
there's a thunderstorm.
Sure. And it's 9-2, by the way, here.
Oh, I was. I must have looked like the most disgusting person ever in the history of the world. Like, I was talking about this with my roommate afterwards because, you know, we had to do the post move, go to the bar, have a beer and a meal. Because we also did a farm special where we ate once at 8 a.m., did not eat again until 8 p.m., just powered right through it. Because you sit down, you're cooked. Like, you said, like, at one point, he was like, should we get lunch? I was like, if we stop, we are done for. Like, we are dead if we stop. So just had to keep going. But I was talking about, like, I hate, like, the feeling of just, like, being unclean. Like, you just feel grimy and, like, there's a film on you, like, just a film of sweat and dirt. Nice thing, though, new apartment has double-headed shower, so we turned that thing full blast from both shower heads. I felt brand new after. It was great. Ice-cold shower. It's great.
Group shower?
No.
Or what? Oh, wow.
That'd be weird.
Just saying. No. How's, so you're all parting. You're going your own ways. Was it an awkward goodbye among men?
No, because, like, we're still all living. Well, like, two of us are still living together, and the other two are still living in the same general area. Like, we're all still going out on Friday together. Like, we already have plans to hang out Friday. Like, it's just, like, it's so stupid. Yeah.
Going to Four Trays right across the street.
No. It was a little weird, though, because, like, I've lived with this group of dudes, like, these other three guys for, like, most of the last 7 years since I was a freshman in college. Like, we all lived in the same dormitory, not room, but building. I don't know why I said dormitory. That was weird. But all lived in the same dorm building our freshman year. Then a bunch of us lived together sophomore year. A bunch of us lived together junior year. We all lived together again senior year. The last seven mostly been spent with these same three guys. And so it was a little weird for, like, two people to go off separately. But again, like, we're all hanging. Like, we all still live within 10 minutes of each other.
Okay.
Group chat still alive too. Dormitory.
You look brand new though. I'm surprised. Like, your hair looks really good. I thought you might look a little disheveled this morning, but you look fresh.
I'm dying inside. My everything, like my legs, my knees, my shoulders are killing me. Yeah.
But so you wear a bandana? I'd love to see
I did go cut off. Went with the cut off, and then just. Cut off in backwards hat. Had to do it, yeah.
Backwards hat. Yeah,
nice.
So, all right. So, two reasons why I wanted to convene this family meeting. A, to make sure that you're still alive after moving. Make sure the back is still there. Okay, good. The other reason you're probably dying inside, even though I know you were moving yesterday and you had a lot going on, do you know how Blake Snell did yesterday?
I did catch a little bit of the news cycle that he once again pitched well. And let me just get out in front of this. You know, there's going to be talk. There's going to be people that want to say, oh, Blake Snell's off the list. Oh, Blake Snell's a good pitcher. No! You know the drill, people. We do this every year. It's the mid-season Blake Snell renaissance. He'll pitch well for a month and a half, and then as soon as we get to the end of July, as soon as that All-Star break is over – We are going all the way back down the slope. Blake Snell is forever etched in stone on my list. If anything, he should be more on the list of losers with the permanent spot, because why can you pitch like an ace for a month and a half and then be stinky for the other 4 or 5 months of the season? Figure it out, loser.
So your argument is that because he's pitched well as of late, that should make him even more of a loser. Is that correct?
Correct. Because when the inevitable switch happens back to him being bad, what do we do here? Loser energy to not just be good if you have flashes of being good. Be consistent.
Okay, so
loser
list.
Energy.
So the rest of us
list.
The rest of us had this little chat while you were moving yesterday, and we all agree that Blake Snell should be off the list. That whatever you're saying here. He's done more than enough to prove that he should not be on this list. The same list as Lance Lynn, who allowed Trautani come back yesterday. Blake Snell is not in the category by any stretch of imagination. And even some of the other guys who we're going to be talking about, you know, the Alec Manoa and Chris Sale, guys like that. Blake Snell's not in that conversation. He's not in that category. He's not in that conversation. So...
I'll be here July, end of July, last week of July. I'll be here open arms to welcome you all back. It's okay. That's fine. You elope with Blake Snell for as long as you need. You're always coming back.
We can leave him on the list, but there's a price. It's like, what are you willing to pay to leave Blake Snell on the list? Is it, we discussed maybe like a Fu Manchu? Like, take a
All right.
Do we just shave the head and go tennis ball for the summer?
So I will never shave my head. My hair is too nice for that. So what are the terms? Like, let's say I go mustache. Like, do I have to keep the mustache until such a time when you all admit that Blake Snell has to go back on the list? Or is it just like a month?
So I think it's June 1st. Yeah, I think it's June 1st. We reconvene in a month, July 1st. And it's like, okay, do we now have to, like, we could start, I guess, with a mustache. Like,
Fu Manchu.
I think Fu Manchu is the way to start. Yeah, that's a good one.
How bad do you want it, Jake?
We have to get the qualifiers. Also, what if I just secede and make my own list? The Jake Hassan list of losers. Who says I have to abide by your list?
That's not fun.
This is
a family. Kind of, you can't start your own family.
Yeah. I'm gonna run away.
It's my secret family. Yeah. Secret family. I can do whatever I want.
He just announced he's leaving a secret family. Like, he's moving out.
Technically, on this own network, I have my second family anyway. I'll take my list to my second family. I don't care.
He's throwing a tantrum.
Wow.
Because of Blake Snell.
That's true. I'm lashing out.
I don't care. Post the leaderboard.
See what happened when Jenk stole your bit? Jenk steals your bit and Blake Snell's.
True.
Bit. See?
Oh, maybe just to prove a point to them, I do take him off the list.
Yeah. I kind of like the Fu Manchu idea, personally. Yeah, I think we should go with that too.
The mustache, Paul, doesn't get the
what
length
are the
for the Fu Man. Though.
July 1st, I feel like. I mean, he doesn't have to keep it. I think he has to do it once. It'll grow back in like 2 days. I mean, based on my metrics on Jake's beard ability. So, I mean, you do it once. The beard will grow back out. You don't have to keep it maintained for the month. Like, it'll be full beard by July 1st again. And then we reconvene. It's like, if he wants to keep him on again, he's pitching great. Then we go mustache or maybe a half beard.
Or we could do, he has to wear it until Blake's smell is smelly again, like in back-to-back starts or something.
Yeah, it can't just be like one bad outing. Like, everybody's going to have that, but it needs to be.
I was going
to
say, too, okay. Because like, what if he stinks in his next start? He's had two back-to-back good starts. Like, what's
right?
Like,
right. That's why I think it's you cut the Fu Manchu or mustache or whatever for one time, and it's not like he has to keep it the same for the month. But then does he have to do it again?
As we approach the end of the segment, I'll do it this way. If Blake Snell is good in his next start, if it's three in a row, then we'll go mustache.
No.
I'm not willing to do it for two starts.
No.
Out.
No.
Mustache now will no deal at all after three.
What?
Yeah.
Spice.
Mustache now, Fu Manchu after another decent start.
Or you're fired.
Well, we're going from decent to good. Now we're at decent?
Quality start.
Quality start.
No, not a quality. Quality no, start. No. Don't close out the bar too. No, just not a bad one.
Do we need a
How is a quality start the bar too high?
Ed's saying that because he's been good for two starts. One of them was not a quality start.
Right.
Like, what if he goes 5-5 1/3? Like, yeah. All of a sudden we have nothing? Like, this is terrible negotiation. Like, it just can't be a bad start.
Something for everyone to marinate on. We'll revisit in lightning bets. But
all right,
everyone, okay. Everyone's hammered out their sides of the deal. Everyone take it back to your corners. Discussed.
All right. Everyone go back to their room.
I just am reluctant to commit to the Fu Manchu as a boy who is famously about to enter single boy summer. And that
Hot
could just
boy be summer?
A great start.
What if you're
you don't need
this in the girls?
An opener if you've got
exactly.
That.
Yes, it's the greatest started. Opener. Like, have you
now?
Ever
you get to tell game? Everyone what you do for work. Whoa! Don't say that.
Wait.
All right, we'll marinate. I'll take it back to my people.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, let's be smarter about this. An interesting 3-point shooting stat on the Heat and how we can use it to our advantage. Right here on the BetQL.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for